This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Okay, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are breaking into Westwood One's coverage of the Falcons-Ravens NFL game with this report. Multiple outlets are reporting this evening that the Falcons have fired head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Arthur Smith. This has not yet been confirmed by the team, but multiple outlets are reporting it. This does come in the wake of the Falcons' victory this afternoon over the New Orleans Saints, but the Falcons were eliminated from playoff contention almost a full month ago after their loss to the New York Jets, or to the Seattle Seahawks, rather, when they fell to 4-9 on the season. They did win 4 games to end the season, but missed the playoffs for an 8th consecutive season, and the Falcons have tied their franchise record this year for most consecutive losing seasons. The Terry Fontenot era comes to an end with the Falcons having losing records in all 5 of the seasons in which Fontenot was the general manager, 7-10 in 2021, 22 and 23, 8-9 last year and this year. Raheem Morris's head coaching tenure, again, reportedly coming to an end with a 16-18 record. We are in breaking news coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have some of our 92.9 The Game hosts on the line who are calling in now to provide their analysis, and I want to start first with the host of Chris Thomas Tonight and the host of the Falcons Flyover, Chris Thomas. Chris, your reaction to this breaking news, again, the reported firings of Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot tonight.
Mike, it's so funny. We got off the air less than an hour ago for the Falcons Flyover, the final edition of the 2025 season, and of course, the pulse of Falcons Nation is less so about their 4th consecutive win and a great end to the season as to what's next. What's next for the future of this franchise? What's next for the status of Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot? And we all knew it was a possibility that this team could make these decisions coming up as soon as what's known as Black Monday in the NFL. Well, the Falcons clearly wasted no time deciding that a full regime change was necessary. And it makes you wonder, all of the rumor, innuendo, and speculation, which I know you've seen and we've discussed here on 92.9 The Game about, could Terry stay and Raheem go? Could it be vice versa? Well, at the end of the day, Mike, clearly Arthur Blank, his staff, his constituency feels like that the job was not done, a playoff mandate. We will never fully know if it was put in place before the season, but it appears to be that a an eighth consecutive season, rather, of not making the playoffs and not having a winning record was enough for not only Raheem Morris, but Terry Fontenot to be on the outs here in Atlanta.
Chris, I have to think, based on the reaction that you have been getting over the last couple weeks on Chris Thomas Tonight, and certainly what we have seen on social media, if that is to be an accurate gauge of how the fans would feel about such a move, I would imagine this news tonight, these reports of the firings again of Terry Fontenot or Raheem Morris, will be very much welcomed by Falcons fans. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, at the end of the day, despite all the positives of Kyle Pitts having a breakout end to the season, Kirk Cousins, as we do love to play the drop on 92.9 The Game, he did not, in fact, forget how to play quarterback. That's not enough. At the end of the day, when you have consecutive losing seasons, when you miss the playoffs the way that this team has done time and time again, the fans have had enough. And, Mike, it's unfortunate, but I've had multiple callers to both Chris Thomas Tonight and the Falcons Flyover, unprompted, say that they had just reached a breaking point, a point where they no longer felt like investing in this team in every sense of the word, unless these types of changes were made, that would be the only thing that would bring them back to the ballpark, so to speak. And that's an unfortunate state of affairs, but, you know, the only way to make the significant change that is needed for this team to get back into a playoff mix is to make, in fact, Mike, significant change.
Chris Thomas, the host of Chris Thomas Tonight, the Falcons Flyover here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris, thank you very much for your instant analysis. This is very much a breaking news situation. We are breaking into Westwood One's coverage of the Ravens-Steelers game, and I can tell you the Ravens lead that game 7-0 with 2:27 to play in the first quarter. The Steelers have the ball on their own 33, third down and three. We are going to go back to the NFL game, but we are in breaking news coverage right now. The reported firings of Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris by the Atlanta Falcons. This has not yet been confirmed by the team, but many, many outlets are reporting it. We feel strongly enough with the multiple outlets, both locally and nationally, reporting this news we can go with this information and break into the NFL game. Abe Gordon on the WadeFord.com hotline. Abe, the host of the Abe TL Show and the producer of Middays with Andy and Randy here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Abe, your reaction, please, to the reported firings of Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot.
I am moderately surprised by this, Mike, only because I didn't know if Arthur Blank actually would make this call. I think it's come to relative agreement from many that this was a move that needs to be made, a decision that needs to be made for a couple of different reasons. And Chris talked about it a little bit, and I think we've heard callers over the course of the past month and a half on 92.9 The Game. One, I think it's the right move because I don't think that Raheem Morris showed you enough to make you believe that he could turn it around. This is a team that can be turned around. Could that be the coach that turns it around? There wasn't confidence there. And there was just simply too many fans for Arthur Blank to ignore. Too many fans with, whether they're baseless or not, threats that they would not re-up the season tickets if Raheem was brought back. A belief that was not the move to turn this team around. And what it really boils down to, and Terry Fontenot included, right? He was here longer and didn't have enough to get to the playoffs. And what it really boils down to is, what were the expectations for this team? And did you meet them? And the answer is no, because I think it's okay for a coach to have a losing record after two seasons, but when you look at the division, you look at the players on this team, you add it all up, just not good enough.
Abe Gordon, host of the Abe TL Show and producer of Middays with Andy and Randy here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Mike Conti. Again, we are in breaking news coverage. Multiple outlets reporting the Falcons have fired both general manager Terry Fontenot and head coach Raheem Morris. Fontenot's tenure, if this report is true, and it has not yet been confirmed by the team, comes at the completion of his fifth losing season as the man in charge of the football operation for the Atlanta Falcons. Morris fired after 2-8-9 seasons as head coach. The Falcons today completing their eighth consecutive losing season with a victory over the New Orleans Saints to finish 8-9 in a tie for first place in the NFC South. But that eight-season streak of sub-500 performances ties the franchise record. Abe, were you in any way surprised at this news, given the fact that the Falcons did win four straight games to end the season?
No, I don't think in any world you could take a look at a four-game sample size and believe that that is what this team now is compared to the rest of the season. And it certainly didn't help. I know you beat the Rams. It doesn't help that you blow a 21-point lead within that game. This is not a team that learned how to win with this coach, or that the coach learned how to win. You got very lucky to escape in that game at home in prime time with a win, despite an all-time performance by the best running back in the NFL. So, no, I'm not surprised. Again, moderately refreshed by the fact that it was made this quickly, the fact that Arthur Blank was not in a situation where he could be swayed or talked into, we ended the year on a four-game, because we've seen that before, Mike. It's happened here. It's happened in college. It happens all over the place. A coach, you know, should be fired, finishes the year on an upswing, and then you end up having to fire him 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks into the next season. So I think it's the right time to make this move. I do think it makes sense to make it together with a new head coach and a new GM. Now I'm interested, really interested to see the organization of this team and who starts making the decisions.
Abe Gordon, host of the Abe TL on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Abe, thank you very much for your comments. We're going to hear from Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, and Carl Dukes in a moment. I do have to tell you, though, legally, you're listening to WZGC-FM Atlanta, WAOK-AM Atlanta, WZGC-HD3 Atlanta. With that out of the way, now let's bring in Bo Morgan, co-host of The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, also the co-host of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network pregame show. You heard him on the air with Mike Johnson earlier today prior to the Falcons' victory over the New Orleans Saints, one that gave the Falcons an 8-9 record, a share of first place in the NFC South, but again, according to national reports, not enough to save the jobs of general manager Terry Fontenot and head coach Raheem Morris. Bo, what is your reaction to this news?
Well, I think it goes, and you look at the rumors that broke a few weeks ago, Mike, where Matt Ryan's reportedly going to have a role with the organization. And it's clear to me that they wanted to bring in someone, whether it's Matt Ryan or not, that is going to be a John Lynch type football president of a president of football operations type thing. And this is a decision that that has been made, and it's obviously one that was thought through by Arthur. And you're going to bring someone in that now hopefully will have a chance to hire the GM and head coach, and it be their decision. I think that's the evolution of the franchise, and I think you're seeing an evolution of the Atlanta Falcons franchise as Arthur is running things, but we know that Josh is eventually going to take over, and I think it makes sense to put a guy that runs football, and it's all about football, and let him make the decision or lead the search, so to speak, and have Arthur sign off on it on who he wants as the GM and then the head coach. And that, to me, is kind of where they're going. It doesn't mean, though, that maybe the GM's not already in the building. I would tell people to pay attention to a guy like Kyle Smith, who is very liked throughout the league, has a good name, has been kind of given credit for some of the people that they have brought in. And it's not like they've drafted terribly. They've done some really good things in the draft and in free agency. So I think that's a guy you could think of that maybe could be the GM of this team when it's all said and done, and then go get a head coach. I'm a little surprised, but I was thinking about it today, Mike, and Raheem went 3-1 against Tampa. He went 3-1 against the Saints, and he went 1-3 against the Panthers, and that 1-3 was the difference in making the playoffs at least this year.
Yeah, of course, you can also point to some of the games earlier this season. One really stands out to me against San Francisco, Bo, in which Raheem Morris admitted after the game that there were coaching breakdowns in that game. And as it turns out now, the way everything played out, one additional win would have been enough to get the Falcons in the playoffs and hosting a playoff game against the L.A. Rams this coming weekend. But as we know, that did not turn out. You make an interesting comment about Kyle Smith and the state of the Falcons front office right now. And the sense that I get, Bo, listening to the callers on 92.9 The Game, again, social media, just people that I talk to who are very passionate about the Falcons, I think there was maybe a little less agreement among fans on the potential future of Terry Fontenot, which reportedly has come to an end tonight in Atlanta, because you can point to some drafting success that Terry Fontenot had. Certainly Bijan Robinson looks like he's going to be a generational player for the Falcons. It appears the moves that they made in the first round this year with Jalen Walker and James Pierce, it certainly looks like that is on the right track to panning out. Are you surprised that it's both of them? Are you surprised, if these reports are true, that it is both Fontenot and Raheem Morris?
No, I think after 5 years with no playoffs and going to the third, you know, it's been Terry Fontenot's third head coach. Whether he was hired before or after Arthur Smith, I don't care. There have been misses, though. You know, you got guys like Troy Anderson and Arnold Abicady who have just, you know, Troy Anderson hasn't panned out at all. And you know, there's been some misses. You look throughout, especially that first draft, Kyle Pitts was up and down throughout it. So I think fans scream clean house, and then when you clean house, say, well, why'd you fire that guy? It turns out James Pierce was pretty good. Well, James Pierce was pretty good, but that was a pick that was made because of Jeff Ulbrich's defense and what they had and knowing how they could use him. Now you run the risk. You do run the risk, and the people are already saying, well, keep Ulbrich. Well, that's not what cleaning house is either. You can't hire a head coach and say, you're the head coach, but you got to keep that DC because he knows how to use this player. That's on the head coach to bring him in and bring in a system. So, no, I'm not overly surprised. At the end of the day, I thought whoever decision it was to go with the phrase, we're going to retool while we compete, that is what the day one message of Terry Fontenot's regime was. And that was with Arthur Smith. I thought that put you immediately behind the eight ball, because now fans who have already missed the playoffs for, what, 3 years are being told there's a chance to make it, and that's your goal, instead of just doing a clear-cut rebuild, which they really did. I thought that was poor messaging, and I thought it hurt Terry Fontenot in the beginning. I think had that not been the messaging and fans not be expected and everyone not being and expecting playoff runs, you might have gotten away with it, maybe. But did Terry Fontenot have say in Raheem Morris? And if he did and that was his pick, it's kind of like when you come in with coordinators. You only, you know, once you fire a coordinator that you came in and hired with, you kind of put yourself on the clock, Mike, and that's kind of part of it. That's really what kind of got Raheem. You know, he came in with Jimmy Lake. The defense cost you in year one. You got the defense right. I think you posted 13th in scoring defense. A 13th in scoring defense team should be in the playoffs if their offense can be anywhere in the top 18. And they were 24th this year in scoring offense. And you went through the quarterback woes. The only thing I would say is now you got a coach that comes in and a GM that comes in without the quarterback they drafted. And they've got to look at things and assess what they're going to do with the Cousins situation with Penix and kind of make an assessment where they want to go. And I just don't find it likely that Cousins is here. And so what do you do with that situation and how you get out from underneath that and bring in someone who can develop Michael Penix, because you've got 3 years at least left with him if you pick up the fifth-year option. And you want to know what you got. I mean, that's the eighth overall pick. Somebody believed him, and I know that other teams in this league did as well.
Bo Morgan, co-host of the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Bo, thank you for chiming in on very short notice as we pull together this breaking news coverage Again, multiple outlets reporting the firings tonight of Falcons head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. I want to stress again that these reports have not been confirmed by the team. I also want to tell you, in the NFL game right now, the Ravens lead the Steelers 10-0. There's 13:23 to play in the second quarter of that game. We are going to go back to that game in a few minutes. So if you are listening for the Ravens and the Steelers, we are going to go back to that game. I want to tell you that when the NFL game is over, Eric Slaughter is going to come on the air and host live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and he will be taking your calls in reaction to this breaking news, the firings of reported firings of Falcons head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. I want to go back to the WadeFord.com hotline now. Mike Johnson, Bo's co-host on the morning shift, and also the host of the pregame and postgame shows on the Atlanta Falcons radio network. Mike, your reaction to this news that we thought might be coming, maybe not quite tonight, but we thought maybe possibly could be coming, the reported firings of Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris.
Yeah, Mike, I don't think anybody's shocked at this point. I think that we were, I think that, you know, you're probably like me. I was kind of 50-50 on whether or not this would happen. And I think that with the late season surge, as you saw, the four straight wins kind of opened your eyes to how hard that, you know, Raheem Morris could get the guys to play. But I think in the end, when you looked at the way the season panned out and really the result throughout the entire season, there was just too much mismanagement. There was too much of a lack of linear vision is what I've been calling it for what this franchise is and what this franchise can be. So I'm not shocked at all. I have a lot of questions about exactly what this is going to look like, as do, you know, many Falcons fans. I think that it's easy to say, you know, we fire a couple guys, but, you know, what is the vision moving forward? How many pieces get moved around? And, you know, what is the immediate and long-term future of some of these jobs? And a little bit shocked from that aspect, but, you know, it just kind of is what it is at this point. And when you come up short a couple years in a row when the ownership has said that you're in a position to win, I think this is more times than not going to be the result.
Mike, as someone who played for the Falcons, I was kind of struck by a lot of the rhetoric coming out of the locker room this afternoon. A lot of players speaking up in support of Raheem Morris. But then again, I'm sure you can relate that this is part of the business. What do you think the Falcons players are feeling right now in the wake of this news, which, by the way, has been confirmed by the team? The Falcons have confirmed the firings of Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. Mike?
Yeah, unfortunately, Mike, I was a part of this a couple times. And, you know, both times, I think, at least, you know, for the players that were there after it happened, you know, it ended up being a good thing. I think a lot of people don't want to hear that, or a lot of, you know, the players don't want to hear that given the situation. But I think when you look at, you know, look at what is possible, and if you can find somebody that will bring you more success, then I think you'll enjoy that. Look, I mean, Mike, I would have spoke out on behalf of Mike Shula in the fall of 2006. And guess what? We went and hired Nick Saban and went on one of the greatest runs in college football history. You know, I would have been definitely one of the players that spoke out on behalf of, you know, Mike Smith in 2014. You hire Dan Quinn and you're in the Super Bowl 2 years later. So, you know, it's always hard for a player. You feel a little bit of fault. I know that that's hard for people to understand, but look, a lot of these guys were drafted by Terry Fontenot and or Raheem Morris and were brought in to have success and were brought in with dreams of Super Bowls. And so when you don't get that accomplished as a player, you're going to feel like a lot of it, you know, kind of sits on your shoulders. But, you know, nonetheless, I'm sure they're a little bit upset tonight, and hopefully the vision of Arthur Blank moving forward can bring them more success.
Mike, I appreciate you very much joining us on our breaking news coverage, and I know you're going to be back on in 8 hours, or I guess 9 hours technically, for the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, where I'm sure you and Bo and Allie will have plenty more analysis and reaction to this breaking news. Again, you're listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I am Mike Conti. If you're tuning in for the Ravens-Steelers game, we are going to go back to that game eventually. The Ravens with a 10-0 lead on Pittsburgh, 9:40 to play in the first half. But we are in breaking news coverage because the Falcons tonight have fired head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. Let's go back to the WadeFord.com hotline. Carl Dukes, co-host of Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, joining now to provide his reaction to this late development following the Falcons' win today over the Saints, but a four-game winning streak to take them from 4-9 and eliminated from the playoffs to 8-9 and a first-place tie in the NFC South. But, Carl, the Terry Fontenot era comes to an end with five losing seasons. The Raheem Morris era comes to an end with back-to-back losing seasons, both 8-9. Does any of this developments tonight, do any of these developments tonight surprise you at all?
No, Mike. And Mike and I have discussed on our show numerous times about the idea of keeping one and not firing the other. And this is the way that it needed to be done, simply because the new regime, whoever that's going to be, rumors out there about Kevin Stefanski, Mike McCarthy maybe being the lead dogs now, who knows? But it's going to allow this new makeup of whatever the front office is going to look like and the new coach to have a clean slate. Terry had plenty of time to build a championship caliber team and was unable to do that. You can go back and look at some of the draft picks. Obviously, Kyle Pitts will be the one that people will look at and say it never really panned out the way that it should have. And now, after the fact, we'll be looking at Michael Penix and saying, did they draft an older guy who is not going to necessarily be your franchise quarterback, who is injury prone? These are all things that the new regime will have to look at. But I'll say this. The mistake that Raheem Morris made had nothing to do with player relations or even coaching. It's the hires he made that doomed him. And when he hired Zach Robinson, an inexperienced offensive coordinator, to come in here, and instead of building the scheme around what Kirk Cousins does well when he was the starter, and you saw it with Michael Penix and his inability to really be effective in the offense, it was a mistake. The offense, the numbers speak for themselves. And then in his first year to hire Jimmy Lake, an inexperienced NFL coordinator, defensive coordinator, mistake. Those things hampered him over the last couple of seasons. And in the meantime, you're not winning enough games to go to the playoffs. Mike, it's not always about coaching. It's sometimes, and in this case, is about the decisions you make with the guys around you. And even as good as the defense has been this year with Jeff Ulbrich, and it's a shame that Brick may or may not be here. I do not know if that's going to be the case after the season this team had with the sacks setting a single-season record, James Pierce Jr. and the season he's had. But those are the things that doom Raheem, along with his in-game, as we know, some of the in-game decisions and clock management things that we all were concerned about. But decisions, I really believe that doomed this tenure for Raheem to come back to the Falcons and be successful. Nevertheless, I think Falcon fans are happy. Obviously, we'll be talking plenty about it tomorrow, all day here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And when Mike and I come on, we're going to have a lot more information in regards to this. But Mike, I think the right thing was done. And let's just be frank. I am surprised they had the balls to do it after 2 years. Everyone thought that Mr. Blank would stay the course. He listened to the fan base, and he responded. And for that alone, I think he needs to be commended. Now, they got to get the next part right. We'll see if Matt Ryan's involved and all the things we've been hearing. I heard Bo on earlier, Mike Johnson, who just did a great job. But at the end of the day, it's not done. This is the first part. What you do next is really going to set this franchise up for the long term and success. And what I want and what I know Falcon fans want is a culture and sustainability of winning. Not winning 1 year and going to the playoffs and then being out eight. Sustainability. How do you do that?
Carl, you make a really interesting point. You know, in 2019, Dan Quinn and the Falcons went on a little bit of a winning streak at the end of that season. They rallied to get to 7-9. They had a big win at San Francisco, and Arthur Blank retained Dan Quinn at the end of that season, pointing to the value of continuity and giving Dan Quinn another chance going into 2020. We know that worked out in a spectacular failure. Dan Quinn was fired very early in the 2020 season after the Falcons got off to a very slow start. Now, one major difference was Dan Quinn took the Falcons to two playoff appearances, including a Super Bowl. Raheem Morris obviously missed the playoffs in 2 years with the Falcons. But I wonder what this says about Arthur Blank's mindset, because this is a reversal of the decision-making process that he employed in that 2019 season.
Well, I think, Mike, and you've been here a long time. We followed Arthur Blank for a long time. This has been a learning process for him, where as an owner, at times he's been too patient, and now I think is he's, you know, been in this business a lot longer and gotten a better feel for it. He understands that there are teams that are winning immediately. And you can look at the New England Patriots right now. You can look at the Denver Broncos, who took an $80 million cap hit, you know, to get rid of Russell Wilson. I mean, there are examples where you go, why are we not doing these things? And I think his patience, I'm not saying he's not patient anymore, but I do think he realizes the state of the NFL and how quickly you can turn things around. There is no reason to wait. He learned from that experience with Dan Quinn. As you mentioned, I truly believe that. And he finds himself right back in a position where he goes, do I stay the course? Here's the biggest problem that he was facing. And I think Arthur, with his background of, you know, starting Home Depot and all the wonderful businesses he has, he understands this. Fans would have tuned out. That is a problem. And I don't care about the 4-game win streak. What are you giving me to look forward to next season that I want to come to Mercedes-Benz, that I want to be a part of this experience, that I'm going to buy the merchandise, that I'm going to turn the TV on and invest my 4 hours every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, Sunday night? He understands that. That is another reason why this decision absolutely had to be made. And now, as I said, they've got to get the second part right. But Arthur has learned from those mistakes that he's made in the past by keeping guys just a little bit too long, in my opinion.
Carl, thank you so much for contributing here. Carl Dukes, co-host of Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, if you're just joining us, we are in breaking news coverage because the Falcons tonight have fired head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot following the completion of an 8-9 season today. The Falcons defeating the New Orleans Saints to finish the season on a 4-game winning streak and a tie for first place, but it is their 8th consecutive losing season. And Arthur Blank is pulling the plug on Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris tonight. Back to the WadeFord.com hotline we go. Mike Bell, Carl's co-host on Dukes and Bell, joining us now. Mike, thank you very much for holding. You sat across the table from Raheem Morris a couple weeks ago in Flowery Branch at the Ticketmaster studio. You told him if it was up to you, you would not retain Raheem Morris as head coach. And Arthur Blank, I guess, essentially agrees with your thought process. Are you surprised at all at the fast-developing nature of all of this tonight?
I know, Mike, there's a lot of conjecture about would be both Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot, and apparently both are gone, which is a shame because Terry Fontenot, I mean, he had hits and misses. I don't know what percentage you think is acceptable, 50%. He put some great defensive pieces on the field this year, but he also was the guy responsible for, you know, the greatest, I think, screw-up in the history of the NFL, you know, signing Kirk Cousins and drafting Michael Penix. And now going into our third season, we have no idea who the quarterback is, so that's a fail. So Fontenot's out with Raheem Morris. And to your question, we like Raheem. It's never personal. He's a good guy. I think I speak for Carl on that. They're all, everybody in this league, they're good people. You know, he's a good guy. It's just, I think he advanced beyond his level of competency. Game management, special teams for me, and I think for a lot of Falcon fans, Mike, is the number one thing which shows you really don't know what's going on here. The Rams, Christmas week, they fired their special teams coordinator after, you know, this is a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. We messed around with the same incompetence week after week, even in the win against the Rams. The special team screw up brought the Rams back into the game. So that was something that they never got a handle on. And I love the fact that, you know, Bijan Robinson is a star. Drake's a star. We've got some major players. The defense has got some young studs. I think the right coaching staff can maximize his talent. And I applaud Arthur Blank and whoever got in his ear to say, you got to rip the Band-Aid off. It's not working here. And we got to start fresh.
Mike Bell, co-host of Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Where do you think the Falcons go from here? There have been a lot of reports about Matt Ryan potentially joining the front office. Now we know there's a vacancy in the general manager position. Do you see Matt Ryan being a part of this? And do you see the decision on the next head coach ultimately falling on him?
I mean, look, the fact that you've never been in the front office is not a guarantee you're going to fail or succeed. Matt Millen failed in Detroit. John Lynch has done a great job. Granted, the 49ers have not won a Super Bowl, but we're looking up at the 49ers. They're constantly in the mix. And he had gone from the broadcast booth to the general manager position. John Elway, he struggled to find a good quarterback. He got Peyton Manning in there. He also had never been a GM. He won a Super Bowl. I would trust Matt Ryan because I would like to think his knowledge of the game, his familiarity with this organization. I would love to see him get that gig. I'm not sure if they're prepared to make him the GM, Mike. But I do think there's enough pieces here. This is not like, you know, you're building from scratch. there are some really good things here. I don't know, and that's a hard argument to figure out what the quarterback situation will be next year. But Matt Ryan, I would trust him as a quarterback to figure that out.
Mike Bell, co-host of Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Mike, thank you. I'm very eager to hear you and Carl starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow and before that with Behind the Curtain on YouTube and the 92.9 The Game social channels. I'm sure it's going to be a very memorable show tomorrow.
And Mike, real quick, just to wrap up, I heard a lot of guys, I was going back and forth with some folks on social media today, heard a lot of Falcon players lobbying for the coach. With all due respect, I don't care. Play harder next time. It doesn't really mean much to me. We'll be talking to the listeners tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock.
Appreciate that, Mike. Thank you very much. More reports coming in. Hosina Anderson, who I believe is now an independent journalist, but has covered the NFL for many, many years, I think most recently for ESPN and Showtime, now an independent journalist. She is reporting that Matt Ryan is already actively involved in the Falcons' decision-making and that his voice is part of the decision-making process right now. That is a report from Hosina Anderson. Adam Schefter of ESPN reporting that the Falcons are going to use two search firms, ZRG Partners and Sportsology Group, in these hires that they have to make right now for general manager and for head coach. And you're listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're in live breaking news coverage. The Falcons tonight firing head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. The Ravens-Steelers game is midway through the second quarter, 6 minutes, 10 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Ravens with a 10-3 lead. The Steelers have the ball on their own 17. We are going to go back to that game shortly. So if you're tuning in for that game, stay tuned. We are going to go back to that in a moment. But I want to bring in now on the WadeFord.com hotline Joe Patrick, who was in that locker room this afternoon, and I'm sure firsthand heard the reaction of many of the Falcons players following their win over the New Orleans Saints this afternoon. Numerous players speaking up, trying to voice their support, ultimately in vain now, it would appear, for Raheem Morris's retention as head coach. And Joe, as someone who covers the team on a day-to-day basis, are you surprised that Arthur Blank didn't even wait until Black Monday to do all this?
I am surprised. I'm surprised that the decision ultimately happened the way it did. I'm surprised that it came as quickly as it did. I don't think it comes as a disappointment for a lot of fans, Mike. I mean, I kind of try to keep my ear to the ground on this stuff like I know you do. And, you know, I think that this is something that a lot of Falcons fans have wanted, frankly, after the frustration, not only of last season and the way that that one ended, but more this one and the way that it frankly started with a young quarterback. And, you know, this is ultimately the terms of the deal, right? This is when you're in the arena, this is what happens. And, you know, it was surprising though that it happened this soon, because, you know, it just felt like something that was going to take a little bit more time to consider. But I think what it tells us is actually that this decision, you know, has been basically a long time coming to this point.
Joe, you're in the locker room this afternoon. It seemed unanimous from the players who were speaking on the record that they wanted Raheem Morris to come back. Although at the same time, I would be maybe more surprised if any players who gave interviews would have said anything to the contrary.
Right, exactly.
But as someone who was speaking to the players in person today, can you maybe summarize some of the thoughts and ideas that you got in that locker room about what was hoped for in the future of Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot?
Yeah, I was actually joking with some media members afterwards. Like, what do you expect anyone to say in that situation other than that they support their coach? You know, even the biggest malcontent would more just kind of maybe ignore the question or kind of, you know, send some signals as opposed to actually saying outright. And so I think that, you know, when I'm in that situation, I am looking for those kind of nonverbal cues that players are giving off about, you know, what they feel about the coach. And I have to say that,
I think the nonverbal cues were stronger this time than opposed to the other firing I've been able to witness with regards to Arthur Smith, in that these players were very in support of him. Just like the way that they kind of were literally inflecting in the way they said some things, like it all was genuine. I think it is genuine, you know, like I do think that the players probably wanted, you know, thought they could get it done under Raheem Morris and wanted them to stay. And, you know, that's the kind of culture that Raheem Morris builds. And I would also say it's the kind of culture that has built under Terry Fontenot and the players that he's brought in, because this is a very kind of, you know, high caliber locker room in terms of just having those team first guys. And, you know, I think they are truly disappointed to lose one of their leaders. I think that in this situation, not to speak for players, but I always think that they feel responsible and that they, you know, feel like they could have done more. And so, you know, that's the one thing, Mike, it is a trying time for these players now who will, you know, undergo a third head coach in the span of just three or four years, basically. So there's been a lot of turnover, but, you know, I do think that it is probably turnover that's needed to kind of make a fundamental change in this organization. We talked about a lot on Joe Patrick on Football, just kind of the way that the Lions were able to do some things in 2021 that really turned their organization around. We didn't even know about the Matt Ryan rumors at that point in time, but it does feel like this is potentially a very positive move, I think, for the organization and the football team on the field.
Want to just throw some additional tidbits out there. We're in a breaking news situation, so we're getting a lot of different things in fragments here. But the Falcons have announced that there's going to be a press conference on Thursday where Arthur Blank will address the media. That'll be Thursday morning, and we will try to carry that live here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I can tell you that right now. Expect that we will attempt to have live coverage for that. Steak Shapiro and John Fricke are about to join us as well in this breaking news coverage. Joe, I have one more question for you. Obviously, you're finding this out along with us kind of in real time. There have been some reports now about search firms being brought in to assist on the searches for head coach and general manager. We've talked already in our breaking news segment about Matt Ryan and his role in all of this. But Justin, your reporting, any names that you think we need to keep an eye out for over the next couple days that could be in the mix for some kind of role in the fallout of all of this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I do think that Matt Ryan is a, like, I don't know, it's hard to even say he's a candidate at this point. Like, you know, it's my understanding, and just having talked to some people, so, you know, that it is his, like, he's going to take this job, basically. And we don't know much about it, so it's hard to speak too much about this role that Matt Ryan, we have to say, could have at this point in time, because it has not been announced. But, you know, I liken it, and Albert Breer did liken it as well, to Chris Spielman with the Detroit Lions. And when the Detroit Lions in 2021 were, undergoing a bit of an ownership transition, and they had to go out and find a GM and a head coach, they actually reached out to Chris Spielman to be the GM. The then new owner wanted it to be Chris Spielman, but he said, no, but I will help you find those personnel. He stayed on to hire Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. We've seen how that's worked out for them, but really been a true culture establisher and setter as well. And I think that for Matt Ryan could also be a big part of his role with the Falcons, which is to be a little bit more forward facing than Chris Spielman is in Detroit, where Matt Ryan is a very, you know, friendly PR face that a lot of Falcons fans have a lot of trust in, myself included, Mike. I mean, I grew up a Falcons fan, and I've been to many Matt Ryan playoff games as a kid and as a fan. So I think it's something that's very exciting for this organization, and they will be using, like you said, two different firms to concurrently look for a head coach and GM, which raises its own set of questions. You know, it's not going to be, again, another situation where the GM hires the head coach, but that's the way the Falcons have organized their sporting setup in their front office, and it doesn't look like they'll be changing from that, where both the GM and the head coach will report to one single entity. That has in the past been Arthur Blank, and it sounds like it could be Matt Ryan now.
Joe Patrick, host of Joe Patrick on Football and our Falcons insider on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Joe, outstanding analysis. Thank you. We'll look forward to your reporting, especially over the next 48 to 72 hours on this fast-developing story. Again, if you're just joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Falcons tonight firing general manager Terry Fontenot and head coach Raheem Morris. We'll go back to the WadeFord.com hotline now. bring in the host of the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Steak Shapiro. And again, Steak joining us in the wake of this news tonight. The Falcons just completing their eighth consecutive losing season despite their win today over the Saints, and a tied for first place finish at 8-9. It is eight consecutive losing seasons for the Falcons. And Steak, as someone who knows Arthur Blank very well, I have to imagine that the timing of this firing indicates that Arthur Blank probably had his mind made up on this several weeks ago. What do you think?
Absolutely, Mike. And I think, well, we have to remember that this four-game winning streak is absolute fool's gold. You know, you cannot look at an 8-9 record and look at it as being close. You have to look at this season as an absolute, utter debacle, and that's what it was at every level. I mean, sure, you had a great draft, and sure, you had some outstanding individual seasons, but not making the playoffs eight consecutive years is incredibly difficult, and a level of ineptitude that not many NFL teams have ever had. And on top of that, you've been eliminated from the playoffs, like you just said, Mike. You know, before Thanksgiving, this thing was cooked. So you can't let a, you know, I don't know, somewhat uplifting 4 weeks of actually a winning locker room cloud the fact this was a disastrous season, one in which, Mike, I continue to go back to New England and Seattle and San Francisco and Denver and, you know, countless other teams that, you know, the number one seed in the NFC. Folks thought that Seattle or Atlanta were one of those surprise teams. New England had four wins the last 2 years. So it was staring in Arthur Blank's face that the cyclical nature of the NFL was taking place every day, where the bottom level teams were coming up. There was a new, elite guard of the NFL. It was not the Ravens or Chiefs or other teams, and we were left out of that mix as well. So at the end of the day, it's just, you had to go back to how bad the last two seasons were. So much promise, drafted so high, and for Terry Fontenot, the disastrous juxtaposition of a paying of Kirk Cousins and drafting of Michael Penix, and essentially being left where you don't even know if you have a quarterback. I think that probably, Mike, and also his track record, not one season in the playoffs. It's just too many factors there, and I've been here for eight or nine coach firings. But the writing was on the wall. You didn't want to fire a guy after 2 years, but you really did not have a choice with how soon you were eliminated. You had a 4-9 record, Mike, a 4-9 record with a very soft schedule and disastrous losses. You don't get points for playing Indy close. You don't get points for playing the Patriots close. You don't get points for having a rookie defensive player of the year. This is billion-dollar companies against billion-dollar companies with entire cities sitting by with their pride at stake, and you cannot have eight straight seasons of ineptitude.
Well, Steak, I think you have a better feel for this than I. I think if you were to take a poll of Falcons fans, there'd be almost unanimous support for the firing of Raheem Morris. I think the level of support for the firing of Terry Fontenot might be somewhat less than unanimous. A lot of people are going to point to he got it right in last year's draft with Pierce and Walker. But I think ultimately the point that you made a moment ago, Steak, Terry Fontenot's Waterloo is going to be, in my opinion at least, the handling of the quarterback situation with Cousins and Penix. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I also agree that he never made the playoffs. I mean, Terry's been here, you know, he was here for the whole Arthur Smith regime, and he's here for the whole Raheem regime. So at the end of the day, of a general manager that has to hand a resume that says we never had a roster that even made the postseason. And I will say this, you're right. Folks within the organization that I have talked to that, you know, are fairly high up have said, listen, look at Raheem Morris's rebuild. Look at Terry Fontenot's draft picks. You know, Bijan will be one of the greatest players in Falcon history. Drake London's probably the second best receiver in history. Obviously, the Brandon Dorlus and Jalen James Pierce, all those are great picks. Xavier Watts, a great pick. you know, they fixed the defensive end of the, they fixed it. I mean, they're the best sack team in the NFL, but out of 32, they're number two out of 32. They fixed it. They drafted well. They've got a seminal play in Bijan Robinson, which they got right. But this is a results business. It's just not that complicated. It's about results. And I think probably Arthur was extremely angry. Listen, Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith was good enough to take them to the playoffs. Remember, they'd been out of the playoffs for five straight years when we had to sit there at training camp and convince ourselves that Desmond Ridder was a quarterback that could lead them. After the year before, Terry Fontenot convinced Arthur Blank that Marcus Mariota could lead them, because we were there for all of it. And I'll be the first to say I'm a huge fan. I bought into all of it. So how many times can you sit in front of your boss and sell the goods from Mariota to Ridder to Cousins to Penix and still sit there 4 years later and you don't have a quarterback? So, you know, you can draft great safeties all you want. You know, they don't hang banners in stadiums for having great corners. They have them when you have great quarterbacks. And, boy, have they bungled that over the last 5 years.
Unquestionably. Steak, really looking forward to you and Drew Butler tomorrow morning at 9 on the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for your continued analysis.
Yeah, I'm curious, Mike, because I had started to think to myself, maybe everybody survives just because. But then, you know, when it happens the way it did, I totally agree with what you said. I probably, you know, I was one of those people saying, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of pieces here, and not that we played that well last, you know, couple of weeks. I mean, well, we certainly played well today. But I started to believe it. They may hang on to both of them. But it really just makes sense, like you said. This die was cast many, many weeks ago, and this is one of the worst seasons in Falcons history when you know what was at stake. And you can't come out of it with anything but this decision.
Stake, let me leave you with this. 9 words from Hosina Anderson, who is independently covering the NFL now but has been firing off a lot of information tonight on Twitter about this story. 9 words from her. Quote, Arthur Blank is taking back control of his building. Unquote.
Yeah, I think it's a very angry owner that doesn't speak to the media like most of them don't. But you could imagine, Mike, how he's been seething for two seasons. The Kirk Cousins absolute debacle last year when you had the 6-3 record and lost 4 in a row. And then the 13-game, 9 out of 13, 5-game losing streak, whatever it was. You could just imagine he was seething that these guys, he had handed the keys to the castle, and I would say he is over that. There is, you know, he's a lot of things, but he's not a sucker. And he is doing what the NFL does. There's no being patient. We'll talk about Matt Ryan or whoever it might be. Mike Tomlin's losing pretty badly tonight in terms of how his team looks. He could be gone. John Harbaugh, I mean, who knows how this thing plays out. But Arthur Blank, I'm sure, has been absolutely, and I know it, you know, for a fact, he's been furious over what's happened.
Stake, very much appreciate you joining us, and thank you very much. We'll listen for you tomorrow at 9 with Drew Butler on the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As for that game that Stake referenced, the Steelers and the Ravens, you might be tuning in listening for that right now. We are going to go back to that game in a little bit. The Ravens leading the Steelers 10-3 with 2 minutes to play in the first half. The Steelers have the ball at their own 25 at all 3 timeouts. We're going to do our best to keep you posted on that game. Obviously, the winner of that game wins the AFC North and goes to the playoffs. The loser is eliminated. Again, just to recap why we are on the air with breaking news coverage right now, the Falcons tonight firing both head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. For Fontenot, after a 5th consecutive losing season. For Morris, after a 2nd consecutive losing season. The Falcons organization overall, 8 consecutive losing seasons, which ties the franchise record. Back to the WadeFord.com hotline we go. Our host emeritus on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, always value his perspective in breaking news situations like this, as someone who has followed the Falcons since very close to day one of the organization, and that is John Fricke. And John joining us from the Northern Kia Studios. John, your reaction to this news that kind of came very suddenly tonight, Arthur Blank not even waiting until Black Monday to fire Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot.
Yeah, I'm not shocked by the news. I'm a little – I was taken aback at first by the timing, which says to me – and, Mike, I'd like to ask you a question here. My first reaction once I got through the news was, oh, this has not only been in the works for a while – I think that's readily obvious what Steak was talking about. My first reaction was, oh, they already have the next guys in line. I think they've already determined who there's not going to be Belichick on a yacht or six guys parading through the office. I think Matt Ryan has been bought, and we both know that Arthur Blank and Matt Ryan have been talking for quite some time. And I think that they figured out and targeted who they want, whoever that might be. I know who I like. But that doesn't mean anything. But don't you get the sense that they wanted to do
this? Who is it, John?
Now,
who is it, John? It's never too early to speculate.
I know. It's okay. I just know who I would like.
Well, who is it? Tell us.
Well, I would like Todd Monken. And the reason I would like Todd Monken is because if you look at Leon Combe and how his departure left Tampa in a lurch, and their offense kind of dropped after he went. And look what he did. Trevor Lawrence can play, and look at what Jacksonville did. Then you look, you go farther north, and you look what happened with Ben Johnson and the departure, and what happened to the Detroit offense, and how he rose up Caleb Williams. Monken has experience with Lamar Jackson. He's a run first defense kind of coach. He knows the club. He knows the area. He was under Kirby. He was under John Harbaugh. That to me is a fit here that works. But that's what I would do now. That doesn't mean that's what they will do. They may go for an experienced head coach. By the way, it's not going to be Bill Belichick. They may go for an experienced head coach should that coach become available. But I believe that Matt Ryan's already influenced this. When they said significant role, it said to me that I think Matt Ryan's going to be the director of football operations, or really the CEO. The structure now is going to be Arthur Blank, Matt Ryan, and Matt Ryan is directly under Arthur Blank, and then reports only to Arthur Blank, and all football decisions go through Matt Ryan.
Well, and again, Matt Ryan's name has been widely linked to a front office shakeup with the Falcons, and what exactly his title will be, if indeed those reports are true, and if indeed he is hired, I guess remains to be seen. But it certainly seems, if you're to connect the dots of the reporting from Jay Glazer and Hosina Anderson and some of the other national people who have been reporting about this, that even if the Falcons were to hire a general manager, it sounds like they are talking to Matt Ryan about a role that would oversee the football operation, and perhaps the general manager would report in that direction. Just really quickly, John, from your perspective, did you think there was ever a window that could open, even just a tiny crack, after the 4-9 start with the Falcons reeling off these four straight wins and wrapping up with wins over the Rams and Saints? Did you see any possibility that Raheem and or Terry could be retained?
No. Once they got eliminated, I think it was a done deal. And by that point, it became kind of pointless to make a change, even though I argued, obviously, on the air that Ulbrich should be given a shot. But I don't think they are considering Ulbrich for the head coaching job. I kind of hope he might be retained. I would hope he might want to stay if the new head coach comes in. I would hope Matt Ryan certainly knows Jeff Ulbrich. He was his D.C. when Matt was playing back in especially the heydays of 15, 16, 17. So I would hope that Matt Ryan would, do everything he could to say, hey, listen, we would like to retain Jeff Ulbrich here, because he's got this defense rolling. And I don't know why a new head coach wouldn't strongly consider that, but we'll see. Again, new general manager, new head coach.
The Ulbrich defense was second in the league in sacks this year.
Yeah, right.
The Falcons upper half in the league in total defense and scoring defense. So certainly a very big argument to retaining Jeff Ulbrich.
Yeah, I know. So I would hope that they do that. But again, I can't know this. We can't. There's, all we know is what we don't know. As to Matt Ryan, I will say this. I made this point in the air. And the reason I think we know what we know you know this, Mike, and it's important for Falcons fans to understand. I said this on there. Nothing comes out of Flowery Branch unless they want it to come out. And so when the news leaked out that Matt Ryan was going to be involved and have a significant role in the team, I went on the air and started talking about it, as all hosts did. Nobody for the, if it had been a false rumor or false statement of any kind, you know as well as I do, my phone would have rang. I would have gotten the text.
Yep.
I got nothing. And the second I get nothing, I know it's true.
Yeah. That's a really good point, John, and that's why I'm glad that you were able to join us on our breaking news coverage tonight. That is absolutely accurate. John Fricke, our emeritus voice of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John, thank you for your input. Andy Bunker, host of Middays with Andy and Randy, and also co-host of the Wade Ford Tailgate Show with Joe Patrick, joining us now on the WadeFord.com hotline. Again, if you're just joining us, you might be looking for the Ravens-Steelers game. The Steelers are in field goal range on the Ravens' 10-yard line with 15 seconds to go in the half. The Ravens leading that game 10-3. We are going to go back to Westwood One's coverage of that game momentarily, but I want to get Andy Bunker's perspective before we wrap up our breaking news coverage on the firings tonight of Falcons head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. And, Andy, I think you and Randy have probably been the most voices of reason over the last couple weeks, the most reasonable voices as far as just assessing the overall health of the Falcons franchise and the decisions that would have to be made by Arthur Blank. So now, as one of our voices of reason, I would like your thoughts and immediate reaction to this news of the firing tonight of both Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris.
I'm surprised. We talked a lot leading up to the final game just about the patience that the organization has shown in the past with coaches and general managers and regimes. And we've seen good finishes to seasons save, I don't know if they save jobs, but at least continue 10 years with Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff a number of years ago. So just kind of going on the history that we've seen from the team, we kind of thought maybe that's what was happening this year. And I even said on Friday, one of my last things I said before we, you know, before we signed off for the weekend was, you know, Randy, do you think that Terry Fontenot and Raheem will be employed Monday, specifically Raheem? And we both agreed, yeah. Like when we come on the air at 11 a.m. on Monday, most likely Raheem will still be the coach. Does that mean he is at the end of the day? Who knows? But he isn't, and I've heard Steak and John and others say the speed with which this decision was delivered, probably not made because it was already made, but the speed with which this news was delivered today speaks to the fact that they made this choice weeks ago.
I think with Raheem Morris, it's pretty obvious what doomed him. There were certainly some coaching miscues this season, and in a season where ultimately it was one single loss that kept you out of the postseason, that coupled with the fact that Morris was 8-9 in both of his seasons as head coach, that kind of explains itself. I think the Fontenot angle of this, Andy, is a little more complicated because Terry Fontenot can point to some accomplishments. The drafting of Bijan Robinson, the drafting of James Pierce and Jalen Walker, the trade to get Pierce, which ultimately looks like it will work out. How much of this do you think comes back to the management of the Penix Cousins situation? How much of it do you think just comes to the overall failure in 5 years of Fontenot's tenure to get this team into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly both, but I think that, you know, one of the things that they always say when they lose games, we always want to know whose fault it is, right? Like, who's the person that deserves most blame this game for what went wrong? And everybody's answer is always, well, it's a collective failure. If we lose, we all lose. And it just kind of would have felt disingenuous for that to be the message whenever anything goes wrong, for them to then get to the end of this season and be like, well, it actually wasn't everyone's fault. The coach was really okay, but the general manager was the one who didn't do his job. Like, I give them credit for being like, yeah, it was a collective failure. Like, we need to sort of shoulder the blame across the board with the front office, the decision makers, those guys that put the roster together,
and also the coaching staff who were charged with getting the guys ready throughout the week and executing the game plan on Sunday, and saying, look, it was a failure. It wasn't good. Like, it wasn't good enough. This is not what Falcons fans deserve. And I don't know. I'm surprised that they did it like that. I think it's the right thing to do. Like, if you're going to make a move or not, keep everybody or get rid of everybody. It's always awkward when these organizations start staggering their general manager hires and their coaching hires, and then their general manager gets fired, and then he doesn't get to pick his next coach. I give the Falcons credit for saying, look, we're going to start over with all of it, and this isn't good enough, and what we do next will hopefully be better, but everyone who was involved with this is to blame for this.
Andy Bunker, host of Middays with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Andy, thank you so much for calling in and adding your perspective, and thank you as well for holding. I appreciate it. We had a lot of great insight tonight from our 92.9 The Game personalities, but we'll look forward to hearing you and Randy on this tomorrow at 11.
Actually, no, it was great. It gave me extra time to get Jack asleep. He was really fighting it. I think he was really devastated. He really loved Raheem, so it's going to be hard for him. But he's asleep now, so he'll be okay.
Well, that's good. That's good. And I'm sure in the days and weeks ahead, he'll understand and hopefully be very excited about the next coach of the Atlanta Falcons and the hiring there. Andy, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're going to end it on that note. And I want to tell you again that as soon as the NFL game is over at approximately 12:30 Eastern time, we're going to have a block program, and then following that block program at approximately 12:30 Eastern time, Eric Slaughter is going to come on and host and take your calls at 404-726-0929, and Eric will be taking your calls and reaction to this news that has come out tonight. Again, if you're just joining us, the Falcons tonight firing head coach Raheem Morris and general manager Terry Fontenot. Fontenot gone after five seasons in which the Falcons failed to make the playoffs in all five. Morris fired after a second 8-9 season today, missing the playoffs in both of his seasons as head coach of the Falcons. And even though the Falcons finished in a tie for first place in the NFC South with their win over the New Orleans Saints today, they were eliminated from postseason contention a month ago when they fell to 4-9 with the loss to the Seattle Seahawks. The Ravens-Steelers game is at halftime. The Steelers got down to the Baltimore 1-yard line and got stuffed, and end of the first half with no points. So the Ravens have a 10-3 lead at halftime. We're going to go to the halftime show with Westwood One momentarily. I do also want to tell you that Arthur Blank has called a press conference for Thursday morning. We will carry that here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We will have plenty of live reaction and analysis, again, restarting at approximately 12:30 Eastern time this morning with Eric Slaughter, continuing with Dylan Matthews and the hometown take at 5 a.m., and then the morning shift at 6 a.m., all the way to Hawks basketball tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Want to thank Eric Slaughter for producing this on very short notice, this breaking news coverage. And again, Chris Thomas, Abe Gordon, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Carl Dukes, Mike Bell, Stink Shapiro, John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Andy Bunker all calling in to provide analysis. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope it was informative. Once again, the Falcons tonight firing head coach Raheem Morris, general manager Terry Fontenot. Two search firms will now be involved in hiring the replacements for both. Multiple outlets reporting that Matt Ryan's name is very much in the mix for a front office position as Arthur Blank takes control back of this football team. We want to thank you for listening to our breaking news coverage on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Ravens-Steelers game will resume in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.